Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and it's Jacqueline Killerman's question today. Lindsay, this is a question got to do with being sick. Jacqueline's got a race coming up, and she said she's got a head cold, and she's pulling out of the race. She's read online that as long as the symptoms aren't in the chest and you don't have a fever, you can still run. What's the thinking behind a head cold? When should you and could you run, and when should you not?
Look, whenever you're sick, if it's avoidable to run, then don't run. So, and when I mean, is it avoidable? Is this your last chance to qualify for a race, or is this the race that you have been training for the whole year? So, if the race satisfies those two conditions, then we can start having a look, perhaps with preferably in consultation with a medical practitioner. Should you or shouldn't you run? But otherwise, if it's a normal training race, or if it's a sort of test race to see how your training's going, then don't do it. Because the one thing I can tell is that the effort of a race or even a hard training session when you are sick is not likely to help you get better sooner, and it is going to lower your immune system further, so it's going to open you up to secondary infection. So if you don't need to take the risk, don't. So if we're having a discussion around, I've been training for Comrades for 6 months and I pick up a head cold, should I or shouldn't I run? Now, the rule of thumb is yes. If it's in the neck and above, it's probably okay to race. And if it's below the neck, it's a bad idea to race. I still prefer people to make that decision in conjunction with a medical practitioner, just because you do also want to try and determine if it's viral or not, because if it is viral, then it is dangerous to exercise while you have a viral infection. And of course, just because it's above the neck, typically people say if it stays above the neck, it's probably a cold and not the flu, for example, but we can't be sure of that. A sore throat can easily be a viral infection, and if you exercise the viral infection, you predispose yourself to potential cardiac arrest or at the very least infection of that of your cardiac muscle. So yeah, I wouldn't make those decisions on my own in the comfort of my house. I would always see a doctor, and unless it's an absolutely critical race, regardless of what's wrong with me, I would pull the plug on the race.
Thanks for that, Lindsay. Yeah, Jacqueline, it's a tough decision to make, particularly if it's something you've been working towards for a long, long time. I had that decision to make at Comrades this year, and the sort of thinking I thought to myself was, is this race going anywhere? And the answer was no, so I needed to make sure I was there in the following year. So you just need to, yeah, you need to be sensible, and I think that advice is great, Lindsay. Thank you very much. Back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.